Oh, you know it's spring and the beginning of another season. When you hear about the downtown Windsor Farmers Market opening up, and tomorrow's the day. Yep, it is the first weekend for the Farmers Market. And on the line with us to kind of give us a preview and let us know what we can expect this spring and summer is Steve Green. He's the manager of the downtown Windsor Farmers Market. Morning, Steve. How you doing? Stevie there?
Yep, good
okay,
morning.
Sorry. Hey, good morning. So exciting. What a big weekend it is for you. And, you know, Leah and I were talking about this earlier, Steve, that, you know, with the announcement of the closure of the farmer's market on Ottawa, the market square there, do you expect that you'll get so many more people visiting the farmer's market downtown this season?
We do seem to grow a little bit every year. And, you know, one of the reasons that we're opening another month earlier is because of visitor demand. Everyone just loves being at the market. We really often talk about how as vendors and visitors and staff are one big family. So I do expect this year to be a great year. And, you know, there's been a lot of talk about the fact that, you know, people are really happy that the downtown Windsor Farmers Market is going to open and that it's still around and available for folks in Windsor and Essex.
So do you have a pretty fluid list of vendors? Does it change from year to year? And are you seeing a surge in new applicants from people saying, hey, this thing is really a great spot to be. We want to be part of that family. We want to get out and be part of the community.
Right. You know, that's a great question. And in one season, we'll have over 250 different local vendors at the market, and we usually start out around 50 vendors at the beginning of the year, and then we swell to capacity around 70-75 vendors during the nice sunny warm months. And what we see is we see that we have anchor tenants, that vendors that come every year. Everyone wants to see them there. They plan to be there every year, and whether they've grown to have a bricks and mortar or they have multiple locations, they still find a way to be at the farmers market every single Saturday, which is absolutely fantastic. And it's such a tremendous effort for all of us, especially for vendors. And then what we see is one of the things that the downtown Windsor Farmers Market is it's really an incubator for small businesses in Windsor Essex. And so we see folks that go on to have a bricks and mortar business, and they might say, okay, it's too much to chew off for us, and we can't do both. So, you know, unfortunately, we're going to be at our store, and we have to give up our spot at the market. But that's not a bad thing, because every year we have this new influx of new businesses and new food incubators and new crafters that pop in here. And with the multiculturalism and the diversity of folks in Windsor and Essex, there's never any shortage of fantastic new vendors, new ideas, new foods that we see down at the market. So it's a real mix. We got a little bit of the old that everybody wants to see. We got a little bit of the new that comes in that everybody says, wow, look at that new business, or wow, look at that new food vendor. This is fantastic.
So let's walk through it, Steve, for those who perhaps haven't had an opportunity to attend the downtown farmers market. Maybe, you know, somebody's saying, I would like to go, but I don't know where to park. I don't know if I have to pay to get in. Where exactly is it, and how does it work? Do I have to bring cash, that kind of thing?
Well, the first thing you need to do is know it starts at 9 a.m., and that's a big shift for 2023 as well. We noticed in COVID that the population that comes to market shifted a bit. So when we wanted to close down at 1, they were still all there. And when we were open at 8, you know, it was a little sparse. So we've shifted our hours. So the first thing is you got to come on time, 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. You come after 2, and there won't be anything there, and we'll all be packing up. So the next thing you want to know is where it is, and that's downtown Windsor. It starts at Wyandotte and Pulitzer, and it runs right through on Pulitzer to Park Street. So that's the physical location where the market is. It goes right past Maiden Lane and then right down past the parking garage, and it ends just before Park. When it comes to parking, there's lots of parking options. There's lots at the south end. There's a parking garage that you can access from park at the Pulitzer parking garage. And then there's municipal spots as well. And if you haven't got a vehicle, well, all the buses come right down there anyway. So it's pretty easy to get to. There's no cost ever to come to the market. I will give you a warning. Whatever cash you bring, you may spend. There's a lot of deliciousness there. A lot of vendors take everything. They take cash. They have their Square machines. So
right.
They take debit. So generally speaking, they'll find a way for you to get what you want. And, you know, and if you don't have that, many people just say, send us an e-transfer or something like that. Folks down at the market, the vendors are very friendly, and they want you to be able to acquire what you want.
Steve,
so that's kind of what you want.
Sorry, yeah. is there a criteria for vendors, like, to ensure local, something like that? Like,
yeah, we don't allow any reselling. So, a person can't contact a food wholesale company and say, I'm going to carry produce down the farmer's market. You know, we vet all our produce and our farmers. They're all verified locally. You know, we don't allow people to buy a whole bunch of stuff off of the internet and then come down and sell it as their own. You know, there has to be a by hand or by land component to what they're doing. So somehow or another, you have to interact with your product. It has to be yours. You have to represent that. We don't allow any multi-marketing at all. So, you know, we like to say that everybody down there has a hand in their business, whether it be food or crafts or local wineries or a local beer or local cider. It's all something that has to do with Windsor Essex. You know, if it is a craft, it's put together by the crafter. If it's food, it's a local food vendor. It's not somebody that purchasing something in bulk and then just coming down and reselling it and claiming it to be their own. They have to have a hand in making it.
And what's your business, Steve?
I have a butcher business called Steve Green Foods, but I also run the general manager of the market. So I've got two hats on with a strong team. It seems to be one of those jobs that you can't get rid of. I started it doing this, you know, many, many years ago, and I thought it was going to be a temporary thing, but it appears that it kind of stuck with me. I did try to leave a couple times, didn't work out,
Well, you must be doing a damn good job, Steve.
No, I think it might be a case of nobody else is silly enough to do the job.
Hey, listen, I have a question for you, another one.
Sure.
You know, is Pulitzer Street, do you think, I mean, it's a great little spot. Is it the long-term place for the market? Could you see us ever down, for example, in a parking lot at mm-hmm. the riverfront or something, especially in
yeah.
the warmer months where, you know, people are walking by, like you've got mm-hmm. a natural flow of
yeah.
traffic already down there, and then you have room to maybe put up tables and picnic tables and chairs and expanding that way? Because there is a little bit of a space limitation on Pulitzer.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a great question. Everyone asks about, you know, is that the permanent location? Right now, that's what the Downtown Windsor BIA has chosen for the location. There has been talk in the past mentioned, like the riverfront. You know, one of the issues we have with the riverfront is wind. So if we did set up the farmer's market at the riverfront, I'm sure that a few of our canopies would become American citizens.
Yeah.
So, you know, we do have a little trouble with the wind down on the riverfront. As it is sheltered with the buildings on Pulitzer, we still, you know, battle the wind. Windsor could be called a real windy city like Chicago. And so we always have to come prepared. And that really was the only time in the history of me doing the market over 15 years that we had to end the market early, was because of wind. So we come hunkered down. We'll be there hunkered down tomorrow. All the vendors, they'll, you know, rain or shine, they'll show up. We'll weight down our tents, but even on a nice, sunny, warm day, Windsor is famous for mysterious gusts of wind. So whatever place we do choose, we have to make sure that, you know, it's safe and secure for both the vendors and the visitors. I mean, I'd love to see, you know, a combined indoor-outdoor facility, but, you know, maybe in the future there'll be that kind of opportunity to develop something for the city of Windsor.
Well, best of luck, Steve, on your first day tomorrow. I'm sure you'll get a lot of Windsorites coming out. Thanks for your time today. Appreciate it.
No problem at all. Thank you for calling.
There's a Steve Green, market manager. And just a reminder, if you're going down, bring your own bags, I would imagine. You know, like the cloth bags we all have now from the grocery stores. Maybe bring those with you so you can carry around all your goodies. Again, 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. starts tomorrow, runs through to October 28th, Blister Street between Wyandotte and Park.
Yeah, I love it. And you know what? I love the idea, the bridge between, you know, urban and farm. And, you know, every community has farmers markets. And they're just, it's a vibe, man.
It is a vibe. Yeah, absolutely.